making a clock cake. It was Christy's birthday. Her brother Brad was helping her to make a clock cake for her party. I'm 8 years old today, said Christy. So the time on my clock cake is going to be 8 o'clock. Can I put the numbers on the cake for you? Asked Brad. Why was Christy going to make the time on her cake 8 o'clock? Christy was 8 years old. It was her 8th birthday. Do you know where the numbers go? Asked Christy. I think so, said Brad. He picked up the number 12. I know that the 12 goes up here at the top of the clock, he said. Yes, said Christy. The number 12 is always at the top of the clock. How many numbers are there on the clock? There are 12 numbers on the clock. Brad picked up the number 6. I know that the 6 goes down at the bottom of the clock, he said. You are right, said Christy. The 6 is halfway around the clock. That's why we say that the time is half past whenever the big hand is pointing to the 6. When the big hand is pointing to the 6, what is the time? When the big hand is pointing to the 6, the time is half past. Brad picked up the number 3. I think the 3 goes here, he said. You're right again, said Christy. The 3 is a quarter of the way around the clock. So whenever the big hand is on the 3, the time is a quarter past. So if the little hand is just past the 1, and the big hand is pointing to the 3, the time is quarter past 1, said Brad. What is the time when the little hand is just past the 11, and the big hand is pointing to the 3? When the little hand is just past the 11, and the big hand is pointing to the 3, the time is a quarter past 11.